Hello and welcome to our special series on the Buck Stops Here, The Borderline. Through this entire week, we have actually gone to where the story is, not done studio debates and created false dialectics around India and Pakistan, where political bickering takes over what's really happening on the ground, but instead gone to the ground, to the international border in Jammu, to the line of control, and brought you a whole special series, Mapping the Border. The Borderline has brought you stories of civilians as well as the border security force right at the electrified fence that separates India from Pakistan, as well as the Chenab River outpost where the BSF keeps a keen eye to prevent infiltrating terrorists from coming in. Since the surgical strikes have taken place, there has been tension. There have been multiple ceasefire violations, both at the international border and all along the line of control, raising questions as to whether the 2003 ceasefire might become the first casualty or the theater of tension where Pakistan will in fact try to retaliate for those surgical strikes. Now, also, tension has continued in Jammu and Kashmir, not just at the border, but at all security installations. In fact, just today, three terrorists were killed as they tried to open fire and attack an army camp, a huge cache of weapons with Pakistani markings, along with medicines that had clear Pakistani markings, were recovered from them in a separate part of the state. Another infiltration bid was foiled as four terrorists were killed. Experts are pointing out how these increased terror attacks will follow India's very, very strong surgical strikes and that action that India has taken across the line of control. Now, like we said, we have moved out of the studio straight to the ground, reporting from ground zero. Over the next 30 minutes, we will bring you all our special reports. Let's start tonight with how we journeyed right to the electric fence at the international border, as well as the Chenab River outpost, where the BSF keeps a keen and watchful eye to guard against infiltrating terrorists. The tall wild elephant grass is the first sign of the approaching international border, 60 kilometers from the city of Jammu. The grass, or what we know better as Sarkanda, can grow even as tall as 15 feet. And the border security force is making sure that it is burnt regularly to give them a clear line of vision of Pakistan. They cannot allow the grass to provide an easy camouflage for infiltrating terrorists. As we drive through the interior border villages of the Akhnoor belt, famous for its basmati rice, the crops are ready for harvest. Women are out working in the fields and old men gather under the shade of the tree to escape the scorching sun and play a hand of cards. At first sight, things appear peaceful and quiet, but the locked homes, the shops with their shutters down in the middle of a working day, and the somewhat lifeless villages betray the truth of an uneasy calm. Families here tell us they return home only in the daytime to look after their cattle and their fields. But as the sun sets, they too must leave.
गांव तो खाली लोग तो मगे चले गए हैं अभी थोड़े जो लेडीज वगैरह बच्चे वगैरह सारे माइग्रेंट जो कैंप जो यहां लगे हैं स्कूल वगैरह तो सारे वहीं पे हैं तो अभी जो है पशुओं के मवेशियों के थोड़ा उनको घास फूस डालने के लिए जो वापस अभी आते हैं थोड़े लोग शाम को दोबारा सब चले जाते हैं.
Ever since India announced that the army had undertaken surgical strikes to stop terrorists being pushed across the line of control by Pakistan, the 740 kilometers LOC and 200 kilometer international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir has been on the highest levels of alert. Pakistan's retaliation to the strikes has clearly been to test the 13-year-old ceasefire here at the border, with multiple violations in the last few days. These images were evidence of that today, when heavy firing and mortar shells returned to a border where even small arms weapons had more or less fallen silent. People here have seen conflict for decades, including all the major India-Pakistan wars. Many young men from here joined the security forces, which is why the remote rural landscape is dotted with small military memorials like this one. The fear among all the villagers we meet is that Pakistan may shatter the ceasefire in retaliation for India's cross-border strikes.
2000 में जो हुआ था, बड़ा फायर हुआ था, तो उसमें हमारे गांव में, हमारे घरों को भी आए, हमारी किचन में पूरा पांच गोलियां जो थी वो अंदर आई, किचन में, तो बाहर तो सभी दीवारें वगैरह थी, तो जब से हमने देखा है तो ये हमारा इतना छोटा जनी के होता ही रहता है.
We drive to the furthest motorable point where the road then gives way to stones and mud and a kacha track. From here, it's a short walk to an observation post on top of a small hill, looking down at the fence that marks the Indian border. That we are literally standing at the last outpost becomes evident when we see this Pakistan observation post just ahead of us, just yards away from the Indian tricolour fluttering against a clear blue sky. Soldiers of the Border Security Force are literally standing eyeball to eyeball here with the Pakistani Rangers. This electrified fence separating India from Pakistan is quite literally the final frontier. In fact, beyond this fence, if the camera turns just a little bit, you will see 20 yards in the distance where those green bushes are, is where Pakistan is. It is here at the international border, as well as all along the line of control, that the highest vigil is now being maintained. It is here, ever since India announced surgical strikes against terrorists who were trying to infiltrate, that we have seen a number of ceasefire violations in the last few days by Pakistan. At the fence, it's a 24-hour vigil. The jawans that we meet, some from Assam, others from Kerala, representing literally the breadth of India from the east to the south, tell us that since India's cross-border raids, an otherwise placid Pakistan has brought in many more soldiers to the front in a clear troops escalation.
Sir, aap yahan pe bataiye ki aap logon ki bahut high alert hai jab se Pathankot, Uri terror attacks hue, uske baad surgical strikes hui. To kuch hame sense dijiye yahan par kis tarah ka mahol hai?
Hamara idhar off alert chal raha hai. हमारा इधर पाकिस्तान पहले ड्यूटी नहीं कर रहा था, अभी रात टाइम इस लोग पाकिस्तान का बहुत हरकत चल रहा है. हम इसलिए हमारा मेंटली भी है और हम डबल ड्यूटी अलर्ट कर रहे हैं, बहुत अलर्ट है.
जब आप कहते हैं पाकिस्तान का ड्यूटी पहले नहीं था, मतलब पहले उस साइड से कोई एक्टिविटी नहीं थी?
नहीं,
और आजकल हो रही है?
हाँ, आजकल बहुत हो रहा है, रात टाइम भी हरकत इधर बहुत चल रहा है.
For these men, the priority is to stop Pakistani-backed infiltrators from entering Indian territory. This year alone, 17 infiltrations have been foiled and 31 terrorists killed. This video, captured by the BSF using a thermal imager, shows a group of infiltrators being accompanied by the Pakistani Rangers on the other side of the border. There are areas along the international border that do not even have the protection of the fence, like this stretch of the River Chenab, where BSF boats are patrolling the waters around the clock, right under the eye of the Pakistani observation post, which is just 300 meters away on the other side of the river. In the day, you see boats like this one, and at night, the BSF sends out ambush parties under the cover of darkness. As we sail across the Chenab River with the BSF, we get a first-hand sense of how much more vulnerable a water route like this one could be for infiltration.
We are at a forward observation post manned by the Border Security Force right along the Chenab River. Pakistan, in fact, is just 300 meters from where we are. It isn't just land infiltrating routes that are being guarded against. The highest vigil is being maintained all along unconventional routes like this water entry route that infiltrating terrorists may use. In fact, the assessment is that after the surgical strikes, it is these sort of atypical infiltration routes that need to be focused on and looked out for much more sharply.
Unlike the land routes, which have physical barriers and are always protected by sensors and mines, it's virtually impossible to put up barriers on a flowing river. Patrolling is the only answer.
आप इस इलाके की अहमियत हमें समझा सकते हैं? ये नदी है, usually infiltration जो होती है वो land route से होती है, लेकिन अब यहाँ पर भी काफी high alert है. इस area की significance थोड़ा बताइए.
इसके आगे बिल्कुल fence नहीं है, open में है, और साथ में river चनाव है. तो इसमें ज्यादा खतरा है क्रॉसिंग का।
उरी पठानकोट की बात तो एक तरह से हाई अलर्ट रहा है और सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक्स जो हमने की हैं उसके बाद उनकी मूवमेंट ज्यादा बढ़ गई है।
उनकी मूवमेंट ज्यादा बढ़ गई है,
ज्यादा हो गई है चार पांच दिनों में, पिछले चार पांच दिनों में
बहुत बहुत ज्यादा उनकी मूवमेंट ज्यादा और उनके शायद गांव भी खाली हो रखे हैं।
आपको ऐसा लगता है?
हाँ, क्योंकि मूवमेंट उनका खेती किसानों का कम मूवमेंट है अभी।
From water to land, no matter where at the borderline, for the BSF soldiers, this is a battle of nerves. And in these tense times, with an aggressive neighbor, even more so. It's left to an old villager to finally strike a philosophical note.
Mankind must fight against the war. Otherwise, war will end the mankind.
At the international border between India and Pakistan, with Ruby Dhingra, Manoj Thakur, Manu Nair and Zafar Iqbal, Barkha Dutt for NDTV.
Now, while security forces and security installations are targeted by Pakistani firing and by Pakistan-backed terrorists, the vulnerability among the civilians who live in the border villages is extremely high. We travelled to one of the last populated settlements on the international border, the village of Abdulia, and we bring you this story of one family, a family where a father lost his son in firing from the Pakistani side and lost his own arm that had to then be amputated. Finally, the family built an underground bunker in their own home. That is the reality of life at the Indo-Pak border. Houses and villages along the international border in the Samba sector of Jammu still wear the scars of old wounds. These cratered walls are testimony to mortar shelling from the Pakistani side, heavy firing that once smashed homes and destroyed entire fields of maize and rice. We are in the twin villages of Ben Galar, right on the border. Here, the memories of life before the 2003 ceasefire was brokered between India and Pakistan are still very raw. The cost was not only to cattle and crop, it was human beings, both security forces and civilians, who were the victims. In 2002, 76 civilians were killed in cross-border firing. In 2003, before the November 2003 ceasefire was agreed to by India and Pakistan, 59 civilians were killed in the firing. In contrast, the next 10 years, when the ceasefire more or less held, saw only 4 civilian deaths. No matter which village on the international border you go to, it's exactly the same story. From Ben Galar, we travelled 70 kilometres in the opposite direction to the Arispura sector. Weaving our way through the basmati rice fields, we head to the village of Abdulia, the very last populated area on the international border, famous for its locally made milk cake, but today in the news for the reasons of its perilous proximity to Pakistan. In at least one house here, if not all, the debate around what happens next between India and Pakistan is not academic or abstract. It is, in fact, deeply personal. Just 1 year ago, mortar shells from the Pakistani rangers across the border claimed the life of young Pawan Kumar, all of 35. His wife, Rajani, is inconsolable today as she thinks back to that fateful day. His brother Shiv Kumar quietly pulls out Pawan's photograph to share with us. The tragedy in this family does not end with Pawan. Shiv's father Jeet Singh was also seriously wounded in the same shelling. Doctors then had to amputate his arm to save his life. This is a house which has first-hand experience of the human cost of what every ceasefire violation here by Pakistan on the border means. A house where a young man, only 35 years old, Pawan Kumar, lost his life as mortar shells fell from the Pakistani side.
his father lost an arm. Here in this household, there is fear and apprehension again. The family only spends the daytime here in the village, and as the sun sets, they move out to a safer place.
Shiv and Pawan Kumar's family captures the mood of many border villagers. All of them strongly back India's recent action across the line of control. But at the same time, they want and hope for a permanent peace on the border that will finally allow them a normal existence. So tired and scared are they of living in constant danger that Shiv tells us that the family decided to build a small underground bunker right here in the house to take shelter in on bad days.
Shyamlal ji, aap bataiye ki 2015 mein jo aapke parivar ke sath hadsa hua, kya hua?
Madam, subah subah ki baat hai, jaise 5 minute hue the, achanak firing shuru ho gayi.
Pakistan ki taraf se?
Pakistan ki taraf se. तो वो गए थे भैंसों का दूध निकाल रहे थे उधर उधर आके मोटर शेल पड़ा तो उसमें मेरे भाई की डेथ हो गई ऑन स्पॉट ही फादर की बाजू कट गई इधर से
तो उनका वो फादर भी उनके साथ ही थे
हाँ फादर भी उधर ही थे वे हमारे पशु भी 8-10 मर गए उधर ही ऑन स्पॉट ही
और बड़ा भाई था आपका
बड़ा भाई था मेरा
और फादर की हाथ
फादर की इधर से बाजू को लगा ना शैल तो बाद में उनका इलाज करवाया उधर निजी हॉस्पिटल में अमृतसर में
जी
तो उसके बाद बाजू कट गई
और ये कब की बात है 2015
जी 28 अगस्त 2015
तो भारी शैलिंग हुई पाकिस्तान की तरफ से
बहुत ज्यादा शैलिंग हुई
तो ये तो बहुत ही दुख भरी कहानी है और आपको तो बहुत ही सदमा इसे पहुंचा होगा आप ये बताइए आप फिर तनाव का थोड़ा माहौल बन रहा है लोग कहते हैं कि भाई काफी सारे गांव को खाली भी कर दिया गया है आप लोग तो यही हैं
हाँ मैडम हमारा भी गांव खाली हो गया है रात को चले जाते हैं दिन को थोड़े लोग आ जाते हैं जहाँ पशु रखे हुए हैं लोगों ने उनको चारा चूरा डालना होता है इसीलिए आना पड़ता है घर में शाम को हम भी चले जाते हैं डरे हुए हैं माहौल तो डर वाला ही बना हुआ है
तो और आपने अपने घर में ही मोर्चा बना दिया एक कसम का जिसको बंकर मतलब कि थोड़ा अंदर जाके आपने बनाया है
हाँ जी मैडम
हाँ
हाँ मैडम
आप दिखा सकते हैं हमें
दिखाए
तो भाई की वाइफ बच्चे
बच्चा कोई नहीं है मैडम वाइफ इधर ही है
अच्छा
हाँ
जी इसका थोड़ा बताइए यहाँ हम कहाँ बैठे हैं और ये आपने कब बनाया ये जो मोर्चा
ये मैडम हमने बनाया था 2013 में
हाँ
13 में तब भी शैलिंग होती रहती थी पहले भी छुटपुट तो हमने मकान बनाया तो इसीलिए इसको नीचे अंडरग्राउंड मोर्चा बना
तो ये 2013 में आपने बनाया
हाँ मैडम
और आपने मतलब ये जो हादसा हुआ वो तो 15 में हुआ
मैडम बाहर भी तो काम करना पड़ता है ना घर में ही थोड़ी बैठे रहेंगे सुबह सुबह गए बाहर निकले तब तो शैलिंग हो नहीं रहा था अचानक शुरू हो गई तो बाहर उधर कर रहे थे
तो ये जो मोर्चा बनाया आपने 2013 में बनाया हाँ। कि अगर शेलिंग हो जाए तो आप नीचे आके
हाँ मैडम जहाँ ही छुप जाते हैं हम लोग हाँ
तो फिर कभी 2013 और 15 के बीच में इसका इस्तेमाल किया कभी
हाँ मैडम बहुत बार शेलिंग जब भी होती है तब हम आ जाते थे अंदर इधर
तो आज थोड़ा इधर बताइए कि थोड़ा आज बताइए कि किस तरह का यहाँ पर जो आपने कहा कि अभी भी आप शाम को घर छोड़ के आप चले जाते
हैं हाँ मैम
तो आप लोगों को जिसको पर्सनल ट्रेजेडी हुई है आपको तो ये होगा कि किसी तरह जो 2003 का सीज फायर था वो किसी तरह लागू किया जाए वो ना टूटे क्योंकि जो गांव पे बॉर्डर पे रहते हैं उनको तो सबसे ज्यादा तकलीफ है
मैडम हम लोग तो रोजाना भगवान से यही विनती करते हैं कि अमन चैन हो जाए जैसे पहले था उसी तरह हो जाए हमें लड़ाई नहीं चाहिए
क्योंकि चोट आपको पहुंचती
हाँ जी
तो अभी इंडिया ने जो स्ट्राइक्स की और अनाउंस किया
ये तो बहुत खुशी की बात है मैडम ये तो होना भी चाहिए क्योंकि पाकिस्तान ऐसे मानेगा नहीं
तो आपको ये उम्मीद है कि इंडिया ने जो किया बहुत अच्छा किया
बहुत अच्छा किया मैडम
लेकिन यहाँ पर जो बॉर्डर है उस पे सिचुएशन दोबारा इरप्ट ना हो जाए ये आपकी ख्वाहिश है
हाँ मैडम
कि किसी तरह यहाँ शांति बनी रहे
चाहिए तो मैडम शांति क्योंकि हमने तो इधर ही रहना है चाहे जंग के बाद आएंगे तब भी इधर ही आएंगे कहाँ जाएंगे
कभी आपने सोचा कि भाई यहाँ देखिए मेरा भाई की जान चली गई मेरे फादर की आम चली गई मैं आप छोड़ के कहीं और ही रहूं
कहाँ जाएंगे मैडम इतनी व्यवस्था कहाँ हम गरीब लोगों के पास की पीछे जाके रहेंगे हमें तो यहाँ ही रहने पड़ेगा बॉर्डर पर हमारे अगर हम लोग चले जाएंगे हमारे पीछे पूरा गांव भी जाना शुरू हो जाएगा सभी लोग ऐसे ही जाते जाएंगे तो फिर कहाँ जाएगी इतनी दुनिया, रहना तो है किसी जगह।
अभी जो सरकार ने ये इवैक्यूएशन कराया है जैसे आप लोगों को कभी, तो क्या उम्मीद है आप सरकार से इस समय क्या चाहते होंगे, क्योंकि बहुत से लोगों की खेत खेत खेती में अभी क्रॉप्स हार्वेस्ट के लिए तैयार है। हाँ। फार्मर्स को भी खतरा है कि हमारे क्रॉप्स ना जाया हो जाए।
हाँ जी।
तो आपका भी खेती बाड़ी का काम चलता है?
मैडम हमारी बहुत खेती है, हमने धान लगाया हुआ है, अभी पका हुआ है धान, थोड़े दिन अगर ऐसा ही रहेगा तो वो पूरा खत्म हो जाएगा, बहुत ज्यादा नुकसान है, हमें तो शांति चाहिए।
पर रहना यही है, यहाँ छोड़ के घर
नहीं छोड़ के नहीं जाना है, रहना जहाँ ही है, हम बॉर्डर पर डटे रहेंगे, ऐसी कोई बात नहीं है, डरने वाले नहीं है, जहाँ ही रहेंगे।
और पाकिस्तान से क्या कभी लगता है कि कुछ वहाँ बदलेगा?
दबाने से ही बदलेगा मैडम, ऐसे नहीं बदलेगा, जैसे दबाएंगे उसको फिर ही बदलेगा, जैसे स्ट्रगल स्ट्राइक हुई है एक दो बार द्वारा हो तो फिर ही मानेगा, ऐसे नहीं मानेगा।
After his arm was amputated, the family's patriarch Jeet Singh cannot tend to his fields as he earlier used to. Angry and depressed, he says, perhaps death may have been better.
इसको लो मरना ठीक है। क्या फायदा उन जीने का?
मुझे ऐसा मत कहिए।
हाँ तो क्या फायदा? सारा दिन मंजी में पड़े रहना।
क्योंकि आप काम नहीं कर पाते ठीक तरह से।
क्या काम करें अभी? बाजू नहीं है तो काम क्या करें? हमारे को तो यही पता है इससे लड़ाई लगनी अच्छी है, रोज भागना शाम को किसी के घर जाकर खजल होना, वो फायदा है।
During the day, villagers come to Abdulya to work in the fields. All the maize and rice are ready for harvest. But as dusk sets in, they pack their bags and move further away for safety.
Here in the village of Abdulya, right on the international border, there is one fear and concern among the people here, and that is that Pakistan's response to India's surgical strikes across the line of control may well be to create tension and escalate the situation with increased firing across the border in villages like this one. Already we have seen multiple ceasefire violations by Pakistan in the last few days. Villages here have seen this kind of firing from Pakistan and Pakistani shells before, which is why you see here, if the camera can just move in here, which is why you see here underground bunkers like this one, some of them decades old.
For people here, the immediate concern is their lives and the well-being of their cattle and crop. They do not want to leave their homes, but they do want a solution that will one day stand the test of time.
ये लोग सहमे हुए हैं, जो भी है शाम को ये औरतें जो बच्चे हैं ये सारे पीछे चले जाते हैं, जो आदमी लोग हैं वो यहाँ पर रहते हैं, तो जो इस टाइम जो मतलब कि ये हुआ है, हमारी सरकार ने जो पाकिस्तान को मुंह तोड़ जवाब दिया है, इससे लोग बहुत खुश हैं और ये चाहते भी हैं कि आगे भी अगर कोई हरकत करता है पाकिस्तान तो उसको ऐसे ही मुंह तोड़ जवाब देना चाहिए कि ताकि रोज रोज का ये जो मसला है ये खत्म हो जाए।
With the Air Chief making it clear that India's response to the Uri attacks is not yet over, it's the border villagers that are bracing themselves for another season of ceasefire violations, firing by Pakistan and daily uncertainty. At the international border with Zafar Iqbal, Manu Nair, Manoj Thakur and Ruby Dhingra, Barkha Dutt for NDTV.
And in the last of our special series, From the Ground, we actually journeyed through the night, because the night is really when the tension at the border erupts, when the firing comes from across both the international border and the line of control. We traveled under the cover of darkness to a village right along the line of control. We found a deserted village, 1,000 people migrating and moving out to makeshift migrant shelters because of continuous mortar firing from the Pakistani side. And we also met a young groom who refused to leave because he was to be married in 4 days.
It's when the day gives way to night that the tension all along the international border becomes really palpable. Tonight, it is a moonless night and the sky is wrapped in a blanket of black. A sprinkling of lamps from a bridge over the Chenab River is the only source of light for miles. That and our car headlights as we drive towards villages on the border and the line of control. For the last 6 days, ever since India announced surgical strikes across the line of control, the stillness of the night in the border areas of Jammu has been broken by the loud bursts of fire. Not just small arms fire, but actual 120mm mortar shells, as these images released by the army show. As news filters in of fresh ceasefire violations at multiple points along the border, we make our way to a village called Ghagrial, situated along the line of control. When we arrive at Ghagrial, we find it almost completely deserted and emptied of its population. The lights have been left on at the small village Mandir and a handful of houses. But other than that, the entire locality is plunged in complete darkness. We learn that just this evening, 1,000 people have left from here for a migrant shelter a few kilometers away, after firing from Pakistan that lasted 6 continuous hours. It's a familiar memory in these villages which still bear the marks of shelling from the past. We are now in the village of Ghagrial, right on the line of control. 1,000 people from here left for a makeshift migrant camp, a shelter where they could spend a safe night. In fact, at this point, this is virtually a ghost village of kinds. There are only a handful of families that have chosen to stay behind, and dogs in the distance that you can hear barking. This because of heavy, heavy firing from the Pakistani side that villagers say lasted from 2 p.m. to 8 o'clock at night. And you can see here, from the past and the present, these kind of pockmarked shutters here where shells have gone through, shells that came from the Pakistani side. Many villagers that we've been talking to say that the firing is now reminiscent of the very, very intense firing that they used to see in the years before the ceasefire. Visitors are unusual in this environment, and only a few men have stayed back to keep guard over cattle, their property, and their fields. They flash their watch lights at us from a safe distance to ensure that we are neither intruders nor infiltrators. The men are spending the night out in the open, sleepless for the most part, to keep a watchful eye. One of them, Ajit Kumar, we discover, is scheduled to get married in 4 days. But a wedding on time does not seem quite likely in the shadow of ceasefire violations and gunfire.
Ajit ji, abhi gaon mein pura sanata hai. Hazar log to yahan se paas mein khor mein chale gaye jahan migrant shelter banaya hua hai. To aap nahi gaye, to aapne kaise faisla liya ki ghar mein hi rahenge?
Faisla hai to ghar mein itna samaan hai. तो सब कुछ है तो इतनी जल्दी सब कुछ छोड़ छाड़ के जाना तो आसान नहीं है. ऊपर से 4 दिन बाद मेरी शादी है तो सोच रहा हूँ कि हालात ठीक हो जाएं, जान जितने बिगड़े हुए हैं इससे ज्यादा ना बिगड़े तो शायद शादी जो है ठीक ठाक हो जाए.
4 दिन में शादी है?
4 दिन में शादी है.
यही गाँव में होनी?
यही गाँव में होनी है.
तो थोड़ा लग रहा होगा कि इसी तरह हालात चले तो शादी की मतलब जो एक सेलिब्रेशन का मोमेंट है वो
जी अभी जैसा हो गया है कि पूरे का पूरा गाँव खाली हो गया है, जिसमें मेरा परिवार भी घर पे है नहीं. मैं भी किसी तरह रुका हुआ हूँ. तो ऐसे हालात लग नहीं रहा है कि ये शादी हो पाएगी.
अच्छा, आपको लग रहा है कि शादी पोस्टपोन करनी पड़ेगी?
जी हालात ही ऐसे हैं, क्या करना है, क्योंकि जब घर में गांव वाले नहीं है, घर में परिवार वाले नहीं है तो इनके बिना तो शादी हो नहीं सकती. और जो भी बाहर से आएगा घर में आएगा इसमें पार्टिसिपेट करने के लिए, हमारे रिश्तेदार वगैरह यार दोस्त आएंगे तो उनको भी एक डर लगा रहेगा कि पता नहीं गांव के हालात कब खराब हो जाएं.
तो अब आप ये सोच रहे कि हालात ऐसे हैं कि देखना पड़ेगा कि 4 दिन में शादी भी हो सकती है या नहीं, ये हालत हो गई
जी.
तो काफी बुरा लग रहा होगा. कब से कब आप ये तो सोच रहे होंगे कि भी हालात ठीक हो जाए, मेरी शादी हो जाए.
जी तो हम सोच रहे थे, पूरा परिवार साथ रहता था तो घर में फंक्शन था, शादी थी तो ठीक ठाक सब हो जाता, अच्छा ही था. लेकिन अब सारा गाँव बिखर गया, परिवार बिखर गया, जो फंक्शन था हमारा शादी थी वो बिगड़ गई. बुरा तो लग ही रहा है जी.
अजीत कुमार टेल्स अस नो वन इन द रेस्ट ऑफ इंडिया कैन अंडरस्टैंड द पेन ऑफ द फ्राइटनिंग अनसर्टेनिटी ऑफ डेली लाइफ एट द बॉर्डर.
घर छोड़ने का दुख क्या होता है ये तो वही जानता है जो घर छोड़ के जाता है. तो हमें हमारे परिवार को काफी बुरा लगा, आंसू आते हैं सोच के कि मिनटों में सारा परिवार बिखर सा जाता है.
Inside, he shows us how a family that was all busy preparing for a celebration had to suddenly leave everything in disarray. New jackets, shirts, socks, utensils, crockery, and even his bride's wedding finery.
एकदम से जाना पड़ा सब कुछ छोड़ छाड़ के तो किसी को समय नहीं मिला कि ये सब व्यस्त अपनी जगह पे रख सकें सब ऐसे ही पड़ा है सब चलेंगे.
We leave Gagrihal for the makeshift migrants shelter run by volunteers in the local administration some kilometers away. Little children and women here must be the first priority. But tonight, all of them will be sleeping under this giant open shed. Some just grab a corner under a tree. Others will not be sleeping at all tonight.
In the last few hours alone, 1,000 people have left border villages like Palawala and adjoining areas and come to this makeshift migrant camp. Some are asleep, but for many, like these women, it is a sleepless night. Being here brings home the danger and the daily uncertainty of life at the border villages. It also reinforces how it is the ceasefire along the line of control and the international border that remains vulnerable after India's surgical strikes.
The villagers tell us that moving out of the border and living elsewhere is no option for poor families like theirs, entirely dependent on their fields for a livelihood.
अब क्या अब यहाँ तो आज रात तो यहीं रहेंगे. अब कल क्या करेंगे?
कल अभी गांव में कुछ परिवार के सदस्य उधर ही हैं, क्योंकि अगर हम गांव में पूरे आ जाते हैं तो पीछे हमारा अभी घर में सामान भी पड़ा है. जाना तो बहुत जरूरी है क्योंकि हमारी फसल जो है अभी पक के तैयार होने वाली है. और तो फसल काटनी है, ये पूरे साल की कमाई है. तो अगर हम ऐसे ही छोड़ देंगे, काटनी तो है नहीं तो भूखे मर जाएंगे. पूरे साल की कमाई है, जब लगानी थी तब तो कुछ नहीं किया, लेकिन अब पकने की बारी है, अब फल लाने लेने की बारी आई तो अब फायर हो गए हैं. तो उसके बाद पशु हैं हमारे इतने महंगे महंगे, 25-25, 30-30 हज़ार की हमारी भैंस है. और तो 15-15, 20-20 हज़ार की हमारी गाय है, वो उधर हैं. और तो उनको लेके कहाँ जाएं?
पर उम्मीद तो आपको ये होगी कि ये फायरिंग कम हो जाए, लेकिन आप बताइए कि अब इंडिया ने सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक किए, उसके बाद इस तरह का यहाँ तनाव, पाकिस्तान की तरफ से फायरिंग दोबारा शुरू हो गई है, तो ये आपको क्या लगता है, ये हालात सुधरेंगे नहीं सुधरेंगे?
अभी पहले सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक होने से पहले थोड़े ठीक थे हालात, लेकिन फायर होता रहता था, छोटा फायर
कभी कभी, छोटा
कभी कभी छोटा मोटा फायर होता रहता था. लेकिन जब से सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक्स हुए हैं उससे उनको भी गुस्सा आ गया और फायर जो है बढ़ गया है. और उससे क्या हो गया है कि हम तो चाहते हैं कि ये जो फायर है इसका सिलसिला हमेशा के लिए खत्म हो जाए. जहाँ तो ये पूरी तरह अटैक करें, पूरी तरह खत्म कर दें, तो जहाँ तो फिर जो है जो पूरी तरह खत्म ही हो जाए.
दिस मैस माइग्रेशन फ्रॉम द विलेज ऑफ गगरियाल टुनाइट इज नो लॉन्गर जस्ट प्रिकॉशनरी. These people say they are worried about many more nights spent at shelters like this one. When the sun rises the next day, you can clearly see what those who live at the border go through when a ceasefire violation occurs. These images from a village an hour away from where we were show shops and houses razed to the ground, burnt cars and vehicles, and a mound of mortar shells, bringing home the harsh truth of what a ceasefire violation really means for the people who live in its shadow every day, living literally on the edge of danger. At the Indo-Pak border, with Ruby Dhingra, Manoj Thakur, Manu Nair and Zafar Iqbal, Barkha Dutt for NDTV.